you know, it was a song Roger and I wrote together once many years ago, maybe 65, I think. Anyway. And this is one, another one, some of you. Some of you may not have heard, some of you that are collectors will have heard. This is a song that was from the, just after the Tommy period, we were groping about for a bit of material, and this was a song that I wrote for a thing called the Lighthouse Project, and it did come in, that turned into the Who's Next album. This was a song that was on a session that was done for the BBC in the UK, which I think went out in 1971, early in 72, something like that. And it's not on the collection which is out now from the BBC, that's a live album. This is a song that's called Don't Know Myself. single face. Thank you. big fucking white lights have got in my eyes. I just to help this video screen. So you guys at the back get to get a decent picture, but I can't really see who's out there. I fucking hate him. It's like a big black hole. But you know, I think what I'll do is I'll just sit up here and talk to myself for about an hour and a half. Eat a Roger and a cup of tea and play cards. Because after all, we wouldn't want to compromise what the television people are doing with their little images up there. You know, switch the fucking things off, for fuck's sake. I don't want to see the crowd. For one number. We know you guys at the back need to see them, but this is Soulless. This is a song about communication on the highway, cyber, internet pathway of the future. This is from the second wave of Life Has Material. This is a song called Relay.
Yeah.
songs from the Who's career. This is when I was out in Florida with the guys, particularly with my friend Tom Wright. His dad was a science fiction writer, and I was out at his father. His name is Lauma, this guy. Keith Lauma is a science fiction writer. He's dead now, but he's my friend. Tom Wright took a lot of great photos of the Who in the early days, out of the Faces and the Stones. You may have seen his work. But, you know, I was out in the Everglades then, you know, this is Fort Lauderdale, that kind of area, and it was just all jungle, you know, and if you went out there, you'd get bitten by alligators, eaten by scorpions, stabbed by hummingbirds, and, you know, it was jungle, and now it's all high-rise blocks and apartments for $8 million, and I don't know what's happened to the alligators, but I was out in this jungle, getting mainly bitten by mosquitoes, drinking a bit of beer, not drunk, but having a good time. And I wrote this song, which we tried to do as a single. It wasn't a big hit for The Who, but it's one that a lot of people love. And it's about trying to find yourself in the jungle of life. It's called The Seeker. Searching for the light. Last time we played in this particular shed, which is a nice sounding place, I have to say, despite the weird lighting. And of course, it's in a lovely location. serious rock and roll location. Anyway, the what was I going to say? I've forgotten, so I'll forget it. Oh yeah, we were out doing Cornophenia, and that's what we did here, was we came. And I want to thank you guys for coming out and supporting us then, because you know, and I wanted to tell a little story, it won't take long. There was one show, there were a couple of girls on the side of the stage, kind of going like this, if you can see my lips. Thinking, Christ, they're really fans. They were going, and I realised at the end of the show that what they were actually saying was, "Be the Who, be the Who, be the Who." They are, yeah, right. Well, we are the Who. There you are. We're being the Who again, just for you. We'll be the Who. If you think you know what it is, then you should tell us. And this is a song from the Who's next album, it's called Bargain.
Just to win you.
For those of you that came, I'm sure it's doing quite a few of you remember this. Every year in the city, I'm feeling like a loser. No chance to win. Leaves start falling, come down is calling. Loneliness starts sinking in. But I'm one. no one knows what it's like to feel these feelings like I do. I beg you, no one but spends all of their anger. None of my people can show through, but in my dreams they are as empty as my
black.
I tell you, it's dark. It's dark. It's too dark.
Can't see fuck all up here.
I tried to run to the front of the stage, I'd call my whole stack of American amplifiers onto the ground, I think. This is as far as I can go.
No doubt it's an English lead.
I like to come and kill you all. This one's... Oh, you'll know what it is.
Thank you. Fire!
in G, bass solo in G, and also bass solo in A. Wasn't it? And then bass solo back to G again. That's two key changes during a bass solo. And don't ever tell me that this man is thinking. He's on the fucking money. Well, I think that was what Keir was thinking. What's that button that you press and it makes everything sound lower?
Thank you.
applause tonight. Album. This is the extraordinary genius, John Hammett Patrick! Extraordinary genius and shithead. You feel better about that, Rabbit? can ever be wrong with kids.
Thank you.
boy, wash my feet. I'm so tired of running from my own heat. Take this package and here's what you do. Gotta get this information through. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I need. But I get to where I'm gonna end up. And that's all right, what I need. I've been running from side to side. Simple thing about what happened in Copenhagen, and that's that Roger and I spoke to Eddie Vedder tonight. And that's all really that there is to say, is that we spoke to him. And, you know, pray for those guys and what happened over there. If you haven't heard about it, there was a dreadful accident at a concert. And, you know, it happened to us, and it's happened to them, and it couldn't happen to better people, really, but we spoke to them.
Thank you.
city.
Got the troubles, I got my troubles,
but I got to dance it away.
I got to dance it away.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.